This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock. This morning, we're here to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. It's a cool, cold morning, but can you believe it? It's going to be in the 50s today. It's going to be a nice warm day to get out there tomorrow. Even warmer. Almost going to hit 60. Can you believe it? It's still February. So we're, this weather is all over the place. And starting to see different things coming into garden centers. I know this past week, at Mahoney's where I work, a few of the fruit trees and a few other trees started to come in. And they started to come in just based on the fact that if they start to open up and their buds start to form before they ship or when they're shipping, it can actually do damage. These ones don't have any buds that have started to pop yet. So we like to make sure we get them in just in time so we get the right stock in there so the supply is right for what everybody's looking for. But man, that was the first sign of spring. We got a couple deliveries in this week. So it's definitely, spring is around the corner. We're definitely getting there. But can you believe it's going to be 52 today, 57 tomorrow. At least in my area there. And then some rain. But wow, I can't believe it. You know, the couple days prior to this, it was pretty cold during the day. And then it just warmed up. So we got a few days to get out there. It's too bad that tomorrow's temperature wasn't last Monday, you know, school vacation where you might have had a little bit of a break, especially with President's Day, so you might have been able to get out and do some things, but try to take care of that today. I know we're going to, we're going to go out to the park and enjoy ourselves today. It's my youngest daughter Ella's birthday, turned 2 today, so her, she's still sleeping, thankfully, but she's turned 2 today, so we're gonna celebrate her. So we'll get out and do some things. We won't be working in the garden today, but I'll tell you tomorrow. I know at work we've already planned on getting outside and getting things done and working outside because the weather is so nice. Gonna be so nice today and tomorrow. Not so much shorts weather yet. We're not there yet, right? We're still in February. You got to remember that. But we're really getting there all over the place temperature-wise. So enjoy it while we can, right? Try to take advantage as much as we can. You know, get out there. If you miss some of the leaves in some of the areas, let's get that cleaned up. Let's get it off the yard. See what we can do. Clean up some of the areas. You know, it's... with no snow cover, right, you get to kind of see, all right, this is the project I need to do when this starts to, you know, starts to warm up a little bit. You kind of get to see some of those things that you wouldn't if there was snow cover. So it's one of those things, you're like, all right, what do I do? Do I want to do this? Do I get ready for spring right now? Do I put something down? Do I put some fertilizer down? What do I do, right? You know, so many questions. We can start discussing a few of those things today. You know, for those of you out there who are, you know, can walk out on the lawn and see that it's not frozen right now, it might be some time to think about maybe putting down some areas that, you know, maybe some of that snow sat, or there's just puddles in the area, maybe putting some of that pelletized gypsum down, or the fast-acting gypsum, like the sulfur from natural alternatives. Maybe that's a good one to put down at this point. Try to get some of that down. You know, maybe you're in an area that did have some snow, and lots of salt spray from the road, and if there's no snow, you want to get some of that down. That sulfur is going to help break down that salt. It's not really going to break the salt down itself. What it's going to really do is allow that salt to go straight through instead of just sitting there into the soil and, you know, affecting your nutrients and your pH, etc. So is that something we could be doing? Of course. Now, I know there's probably some areas in some of the New Hampshire, Vermont areas, northern parts that still have some snow on the ground. They're probably a little bit colder than we are. But, you know, those areas that can, let's get going, right? Let's take advantage of this weather. Let's definitely see what we can do to make things, you know, feel like spring, right? We're not far away. We're about a month away, but, you know, let's start thinking early. This would be the time of year where my father, he always loved to play jokes on the neighborhood. He'd get some of those silks and go to, you know, a store. We had him many times because of the fact that he would do this so often. But, you know, he'd go to a fabric store, one of those places that would have some of these. And he'd get these silk flowers and put them in pots and then put them in the yard. So people would look at him to see, oh, what's going on over there? That type of thing. So kind of crazy, but that's what he would start doing at this time of year. So we'll bring that up a little. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Manchester.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, I got a question about fungus. I had a beautiful lawn not too long ago, and I had an outside service come in and cut the grass, and they brought in the fungus. And I've had it for 2 years now, and I have trouble getting rid of it.
Okay. Now, what does the fungus look like?
It's brown patches of grass, just patches, and where you see where you walk on it, and it spreads.
Okay. I'm pulling up the product I want you to use, from Boneye. There's a great product here that they carry. It's a granular form called Infuse. Okay. It, does about 30 different diseases in the lawn, and this is going to be one of those common ones. You said is it like a full circle or is it like spots?
No, there's circles. Every once in a while you get one. It's like you took a circle and swatted it. It went out to a little point, but most of them are round circles, patches.
Okay. Now, when you go into those patches and you touch the grass, does it come right up?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, good. All right. So I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes like a round circle would be like a grub type thing. I try to rule out everything, right, prior. So you have had this for 2 years. So there's a product from Boneye. It's a granular form. I like to use the granular. It'll get right down into that soil a little bit. You can also use the liquid form. They have like a hose end sprayer. What it is, so this granular, you're going to use it at the stronger rate, right? You're going to have, it's either going to be like a dollar spot, or there's a type of thing, basically you just call it a brown patch, but it is a disease. So what you're going to want to do is
Does it happen at the same time each year, or do you see it right from the beginning of the year?
No, it happens the same time each year. Not grass comes up beautiful, and then maybe 3 or 4 weeks into the season, they start popping up.
Okay, so what I want you to do is, you know, let the grass come up, okay? And you said it's always about 3 or 4 weeks in. So about the second week in of the grass growing, I want you to use this infuse. Because you can use it as a preventative and a treatment. So what I'd want you to do is, on the back of the package, it'll tell you how what your setting is. I want you to use the setting that is for treatment, even though in 2 weeks in, it's not there, but we know it's coming, right? We're not going to use it as a prevention because no matter what, it's going to be there. So depending upon the spreader you have, you'll open it up a little bit more. What they say is it's 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So if you figure out your square footage, this one bag is 7.5 pounds. So we're looking at 2,500 square feet. For one bag. So just think of it that way, okay?
Yeah, that'll work good.
It's definitely the way to go, and you're going to want to use it multiple times, and it's in a 14-day interval, okay? It's a 14 days, probably about 3 to 4 applications.
Okay, got it.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Have a good one. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferrand Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bill in regards to disease in the lawn. Now, I just wanted to give a little bit more information. So I had given the information when it comes to the granular, but the liquid form can also work for it. It's infused lawn and landscape ready to spray. So you can attach that right to the hose and spray the lawn that way. This will do a little bit more. It'll do 3,200 square feet. Again, right on the back of the product, it'll tell you when to start the application and do this every 14 days. And it will actually tell you how much we'll cover. So if we're looking at like the brown patch, it does 1,600 square feet in the bottle. And you're actually going to need to do it every 14 days. And starting beginning of May. So there's a little bit more to it. I just wanted to add that to it, that you can use the liquid form. It's probably going to do a little bit less, but you're going to need to do it the same amount. Every 14 days, and get it taken care of. You're probably going to need to do it to about three applications, maybe I'd say three applications, and then use it as a preventative later on and see if there's anything else that happens that comes down the pike during the season. So just wanted to add a little bit more to that. I know we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back to that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Ferrand Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Listen, I have in front of me your newsletter from this past week, and there is a pot of clivia. And it just so happens that we have a clivia plant that we split about 3 years ago, and one of them now has a baby. Now, look. looking at that pot, it looks like there's more than one stem in that pot, but yet you say it doesn't like to be pot-bound. That, I mean, that plant that you're showing there. So my question to you, which is one of several, if I may,
yeah,
is how do you go about feeding this guy? I know you mentioned it, but I didn't come away knowing what product to walk to buy when I walk into a nursery. And the other question that I have is about lilies. We have two pots of lilies in the house that are flowering right now. They stay green all year long. And we were told that they are lilies, but I can't find any data or pictures or anything about it. And they just flowered this past winter. And they get three flowers on them, and then they go away and they're green the rest of the year. And there's probably 6 to 8 stems in one pot. Any idea how I can take care of them also?
Okay. Well, let's start with the clivia.
Okay.
Now, for the fertilizer, I pulled up the article that we had written in the newsletter, and you can use a product from Espoma. They have some really good liquid fertilizers. Okay, so you could use for that the indoor liquid. They have an organic liquid plant food called Indoor. That one, it actually has a cap on the top where you actually just flip it over, it fills to the required amount that you want, and then you pour it in and feed it that way. So it's real easy to use. And it has tons of microbes in it, and that's what you're looking to do. You're looking to add the microbes to help with the root system, right, to get it stronger and bigger and let it grow that way.
Okay.
Obviously, you don't want to have this pot bound, right? Just the same with most plants. Have you tried to pull the plant out to see if the roots are circling in the pot?
Well, let's put it this way. My wife picked them up at a garage sale probably about 5-7 years ago for a buck.
Gotcha.
And nowadays, when we had them split a couple of years ago, we were told that they would resell for the order of $200 to $300 in a pot. So we're not ready to lift it out of the pot to see what's going on.
Gotcha. So let's do this. I'm going to hit a break here, but I want to talk more with you because I have some more questions about the lily that you have.
Okay.
But hang with me. So on the other side of the break, we'll get some more information about the clivia, and then we'll answer your questions about the lily.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, so hang tight. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With most of the votes counted, it appears Bernie Sanders is the victor in yesterday's Nevada Democratic caucus, followed by Joe Biden, then Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. Sanders had already moved on to Texas, which is a Super Tuesday state. He told supporters in San Antonio last night, young people are not the only ones who are supporting his candidacy.
A multi-generational, multi-racial coalition, which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
Super Tuesday balloting is coming up a week from this coming Tuesday, March 3rd. For the second time in a week, someone's been killed after being hit by a parade float at Mardi Gras in New Orleans. The mayor has issued a ban on all tandem floats, putting an early end to the Saturday night parade. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to his clivia. And to when to fertilize it, do a couple questions in regards to it. Now, so, Bob, you had said with the clivia, starting to send out shoots for, like, the flowers?
No, let me put, no, I don't see any shoots.
Okay.
I know from, it flowered once in my lifetime, okay, which is mm-hmm. about the last 10 years. And we know when the flower's coming because the leaf takes a different shape.
Yep.
But we haven't seen it since we transplanted them probably 2 or 3 years ago. So we're being patient, as you say in your article, you know, your story. But it, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, where we go from here if we can.
Well, so with the clivia, we want to repot it early spring each year to help it with the blooms. Now, being in when you split it 2 or 3 years ago and hasn't been repotted since, that's going to help the root system.
Okay.
I know you said you were saying you're kind of, you know, based on what you know about what this could be valued at, etc., you kind of get a little nervous, but you completely understand when it comes to repotting or splitting or anything like that. It's one of those things where you know that with a plant, if you do one thing wrong, you're like, oh, what happened? And you want to make sure you keep that plant, right?
Well, but sure would. I mean, it's been around a while.
So this is the time that you should be repotting it, right around now, to get it so that those roots can grow a little bit more, right? We want to allow the root system to have some air, basically, in there. You're going to get a nice, light mix, like a nice indoor potting soil to allow the plant to start pushing out its roots. That's what I think is one of the reasons why it's not flowering, should flower every year between March and April.
Yep, I remember reading that, yep.
But when the root system could be pot-bound, and I bet after being in the pot for 2 to 3 years, you're going to see circular roots when you take it out of the pot.
Okay.
That's going to be one of the reasons why it doesn't flower for you. It would rather not be pot-bound. Some plants want to be pot-bound because it forces them to flower. The clivia is the opposite. When it becomes pot-bound, it just produces leaves, okay?
Okay, I got you covered. Okay.
So what I'd like to see you do is, you know, back in the day, my father, when we would work on plants that would repot plants back when we had the nursery, you'd think about, like, slicing the roots down the sides. We don't look at that anymore. You kind of want to just crunch the soil around it, loosen up those roots a little bit. So they're not just sitting on tons of the soil from the previous plant. You're going to want to use all that soil that pops out into the new pot because you want to try and keep it as so there's not as much transition or shock type thing, right?
Okay, okay.
Put it into, you know, the next size up pot so that you can start to allow the plant to send its roots out and work a little bit more. This is, at the same time, after you've potted it, you want to start using that indoor liquid fertilizer from Espoma.
Okay.
That's going to help produce more. It's going to get the plant bigger, stronger, start producing some of those flowers.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So that's
not a shot.
You really need to the next size up, and to be honest, it's almost like each season, each early spring, you're going to need to repot it, depending upon how big of a pot you put it into next. Obviously, you don't want to go from, like, let's just say it's an 8-inch pot to, like, a 14-inch pot. That's going to be too extreme.
Okay.
Want to go, like, an 8 to a 10, right?
Okay.
Or a 10 to a 12. You're not going, like, very big in between it. You want to make sure that it, you know, will start to venture out, but then as it gets to that spot, create its root system so you can build to the next pot, etc.
Okay. Would you recommend any root pruning or just leave the roots the way they are?
Leave the roots how they are, but when you take the root ball, if you will, out of the pot, and you're getting ready to put it into the next pot, kind of squish a little bit of the soil where that root ball is, allowing some of the dirt to kind of release a little bit. What it does is it gets those roots kind of loose a little bit, so they move a little bit around. And that's, I'd put it into the soil that way versus cutting. Sometimes when you cut, and it's different. I personally... We used to cut them straight down in like 3 or 4 spots. But if you cut them down on there, you're not sure where the root starts and root begins and which one you're cutting that are beneficial and non-beneficial. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I like to just break it up a little bit and allow the roots to be a little bit more free-flowing when I put it into the next container.
Okay. Now let me ask you one other thing about roots. And
sure.
That is, if they're what color should they be if they're healthy? And if they're not healthy, take them out.
So they should be that, you know, very white color.
Okay.
To them. If they have, a lot of them, if you've put microbes into the soil before, you've put different fertilizers, etc., into the soil, they might be hairy, right? Like little, you might not be able to see them as easily because a lot of them are microscopic, but it will be like little white hairs coming out of the sides of the roots. Those are really healthy ones. Okay. Those are the ones that are your feeder roots. Those are the ones that are trying to get the nutrients for the plant.
I got you covered. Okay, sure.
Okay.
Can we switch over to, if we've got time, can we switch over to the lilies?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, shoot your questions.
So the lilies, you say they flower late in the season every year?
I can't say every year. It was the surprise in January.
Okay.
And I went up to water, and I saw bulbs forming. And there were three bulbs, three flowers, three stems. And I said, I ran downstairs and told my wife, hey, I think we're going to get flowers on so-and-so's lily plant. And so we looked up, and sure enough, there they were. And then eventually, you know, we had beautiful lily-like flowers. At least we think they're lily. And we took a picture locally to a nursery, and they said there was something else totally different. So we said, nah, I'm going to have to talk to the expert. Now, I guess I have to ask you a question then.
Sure.
Is there any way I could send you a picture?
Yeah.
Because I took both pots and pictures so that maybe someone else could take a look at them and see them.
Yeah, no, I would love to have that. That was actually one of the suggestions I was going to have for you. So if you're ready, I can give you the email address.
I'm sitting here with a pen and pencil.
All right. So it's P. So it's Paul P. So Paul P. Garden Club.
Paul P. Garden Club. Okay. Yep.
At gmail.com.
Paul P.
Garden Club at gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay, fine.
You could also say for some reason you misplace it when you're looking at it. You can go to the website at paulparent.com. All okay. The way at the bottom, there's a way to contact us.
I got you covered.
Okay, so we can do it that way.
Okay.
I'd love to see the flowers and see what we have because, blooming in January like that, you know, lily-like flowers, I'm just wondering, could it be something else? I don't know. I'd love for it to be the lily that you want it to be, you know what I mean?
Don't know. I mean, someone gave the plants to us, and they didn't know what it was. So I'm obviously not seeing any development in flowers. We just let it go until here, just in January, and I'm seeing flowers for the first time once again in about 10 years.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm saying, you know, I mean, I've got patience, but sometimes that patience works.
You got a lot of patience to wait 10 years for something like that, I'd say.
Well, you know, but I'm hopeful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Nowadays, hopeful, okay?
Yeah.
I'm hopeful that flowers come because then it makes you feel like you're doing something positive and you want to continue doing it, even though some days you look and you say, I got to water flowers today. Bummer.
Exactly. I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
So what I'd like to, I'd love to look at the picture of it because figuring out what it is exactly is going to help us to figure out what we can do fertilizer-wise if we're doing the right fertilizer, right? Or, does it need to be, taking care of repotted, et cetera. I'd love to see all those things so we can say, all right, this is what we're going to do to make it work each year, right?
Okay. Let me just back you up one
sure.
A little bit to the clivia. In my lifetime in the last 10 years, I've only seen it flower, excuse me, once, okay? And it is beautiful. And so it's like, how can we get it back again? Well, okay, I will venture forth to look at the root system. And, so I should be looking for some indoor soil for it.
Yes.
And any particular ingredients?
And no, you're looking for a lighter, soilless type mix. You're not looking for one that has, like, a topsoil in it. Espoma has some great soils.
Okay.
For indoor potting. That's what I would look for. You could even look for... I'm trying to think of the other company.
How
Black Gold. Black Gold is another.
Black Gold. Okay, fine.
Is another one that you could use.
Okay, and another quick one, and then I'll
sure.
Quiet down and get off the line. we just recently, I forgot what it was. We just potted, and they suggested that it have some sand in the soil.
Yep.
Would that be helpful to us?
Well, so the sand helps it drain, and so you're looking for a drainage-type soil, a well-drained soil for a lot of your product. I would say on this one, let's just go with a regular potting mix versus trying to have all these additives to it.
Sure. Okay.
Because, you definitely want to allow those roots right now to get into the new soil and blend that way. Now... Okay. The one thing that I'd love to just suggest with that clivia, just so it, supposed to bloom March, April, bring it outside during the season and then get it into an indirect light, in the summer so it's not in full sun, okay?
Right.
And have you been putting it into the dark in the fall or early winter?
No, but it's, no. In fact, it's never been outside.
Okay.
Okay, and that's new to me, and it will be to us, okay? So, and it's not in direct sunlight. It's in a well-lit room or lit rooms. There's two pots involved right now, and so they basically get just daylight. They don't get any direct sunlight, because I know somewhere as it makes mention of not putting them in the direct sunlight.
So one thing I'd like to see you do this fall into winter is actually bring it indoors into an area where it's not going to get lots of light. Okay?
Okay.
You want it to get like a 50-degree basement-type area. Water it once a week, but let it have less light, because I believe that's going to help you. It's kind of like a Christmas cactus or some of the other plants that you get a little dormant for a little bit of time. So you do it like October or November, all the way to January, then bring it out to the light. That's also going to help you produce more flowers going forward.
I got you covered. Okay.
All right, Bob.
I've taken enough of your time. You have a great
weekend.
One. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Now, a question on via email. I believe it's saying, when should the clivia be planted? With the question here, with the clivia be planted, replanted any time if we're bringing it outside, we're going to want the temperatures to be above 50 degrees during the day and at night. So we're looking a little bit later into the season, looking more like, May, right, when it's going to be warm. Usually about May 20th is when the last frost in New England, and most of New England, not northern, Maine, Vermont or New Hampshire there, but most of New England's like around May 20th that's when the last frost will be, and that's when you would put some of these plants like that out there. You could put them out during the day and then bring them in during, the night if it's going to be too cold, just to really get it going. So that's something you could be looking at. So with the clivia to be planted, can be planted at any time indoors, but if you're going to plant it outside, it's probably going to be closer to May, middle of May, maybe later, that type of thing, just so you can get the plant so it's not going to get any weather damage. And when I say weather, it's mostly the cold, right? We want to make sure it's going to survive that. So that's when we would want to plant it. Again, we talked about with that Clivia, the type of soil we're looking for, right? We're looking for a great soilless mix. We're not looking for something with like topsoil or heavy outdoor type soil. We're looking for something that will keep the root system going, but not really compact it too much. We want that root system to spread out a bit. Okay, so Espoma has an organic potting mix. They have a really good one. It comes in a few different sizes, but you can get it in the 8-quart bag. It's got peat moss and humus and perlite. It's also got their mycotone, which is that mycorrhizae that will actually add to the soil into the root system. There's also a little bit of earthworm castings, alfalfa meal, kelp meal, and feather meal. That right there is just going to help with the soil, allow the root system to really grow into the soil versus just getting compacted in there. It's definitely a great mix when you're looking at potting, anything along those lines. It's got a bunch of mycorrhizae fungus in it. That's the fungus that's beneficial. That's the fungus that you want to have on your soil. That's going to help the root systems grow stronger. Okay. So depending upon the areas, they will have a little bit different mix to it. The New England area is going to have, that Canadian sphagnum peat moss with some, forest products, aged humus, perlite, a little bit of limestone, earthworm castings, alfalfa meal, kelp meal, feather meal, and yucca extract. So there's some good mix in that, and it's really going to make it, it's a light soil with the heavy aspects of it being some of those mixes that's added into it. It's not heavy, but those other mixes will make it that way, right? It does come in multiple sizes, 4-quart, 8-quart, 16-quart, 1-cube, and 2-cubic foot. So you can check out where to get it. If you actually go to their website, espoma.com, you can put in your zip code and find a 25-mile radius of where to purchase it. Okay. I'll type in South Portland right now, where Bob was asking about this, into there, and there's 4 different ones in the area: Broadway Gardens, Skillins, O'Donnell's, Estabrook's, and then a Blue Seal Feeds and Needs, even some other ones if you keep going, scrolling down. But it's just nice and quick. You'll find out where it is. So take a look at that. Skillins is one of the certified Espoma dealers. So they have people in there who have been educated on their soil a little bit more, right? So just thought I'd throw that out there, where to find it. But Espoma.com with their products, zip code to find where to buy them. All right, we're going to take a break. The other side will be the 7 o'clock hour. We will be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.